to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, folks, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. We have Bob Chapman. We've got Robbie Noel, the Rhodesian Ridgeback. And did that caller hang up? Okay, Richard in Alabama hung up. He's still there? Okay, that's why that screen's important. I can read. I just can't read your mind. Okay, Richard, we understand, but also understand this. This is part of the globalist plan to smash cultures and nations by bringing other people in. In other words, I think you can look at it almost from a biblical standpoint. It's like Babel, okay?
But the dark
it's nation, culture distortion.
Yeah, there you go, culture distortion.
But China is not bringing down its immigration barriers. Mexico is not bringing down barriers.
Why should they?
They have been allowed by the United Nations to retain nationality as a definition of citizenship. The white nations had been stripped of nationality as a definition of citizenship.
That's because the Chinese are still useful. Don't you think there will come a time that they're going to tell China as well that, look, you know, you got to be a multicultural society? China, in its history, has basically had a closed-door policy. That's going to be a tough nut for the Illuminists to crack. But they will crack it.
They haven't cracked any of the dark nations. They haven't cracked Kenya or Nigeria or any African nation, as far as I know.
But why would they have to? They've already done a job on Africa. They've done what they needed to do in Africa. It's not important for them right now to dilute a black nation with white faces. I mean, Richard, you got to look at this on in whole and in totality. They're using this where they need it most. They must destroy the United States to bring their global order in. So why the hell would they bother with China right now? That's a lot bigger apple than the United States is.
Because China will fight back.
Well, that too. Because as I said, culturally speaking, you know, there was many centuries where China said to the rest of the world, hey, leave us alone. We like who we are. Just go away and leave us alone. It's not important in the globalist plan right now. China is a fast emerging, very powerful economy. They will get around to meddling with them when the time comes. But job one right now is to absolutely bury the United States. They have to do that in order to bring around their global governance. They have to. So their energies are being concentrated right now here on the United States.
Well, I know that, but I'm just pointing out the fact that non-whites will gain from the New World Order. While America is collapsing, non-whites will gain privileges.
Well, I don't...
Tax privileges and...
Hey, let me put it to you this way, Richard.
Yeah.
The blacks aren't high...
All non-whites.
Pardon?
All non-whites.
Okay, all non-whites.
Include the Chinese and the Mexicans.
All right, but even in their own circles, blacks aren't really allowed to attain the higher rungs in the Illuminist. I mean, in the Freemasons, you know, they'll have their displays of the cornerstone bricklaying, and they'll trot some black guy out there that has all the garb on. But if you take a look at the hierarchy of what the Illuminists built, there are no blacks in that hierarchy.
Well, American blacks can go to South Africa, and for a bribe of $500, they can get a legitimate South African citizenship and legitimate driver's license.
All right. Richard, I appreciate your call. Coming up after the break, the great Rhodesian Ridgeback, Mr. Noel.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Guys, I noticed something, Robbie. Our guy from New York, he hasn't called in today. I guess the rugby match kind of went south.
Well, he went to...
We had our revenge.
Yes, we had our revenge.
And they really handed it to him, too.
And
yes,
the penalties
stuck
were
a,
awful.
Stuck it up the old wazoo.
By the way, gentlemen, you'll be happy to know that I just hired a salesman for the network.
Yeah.
And guess what? Guess where he's from? He's an Afrikaner. He left in
He's a Dutchman?
He left in 1977.
What's his name?
About the time that Mugabe. Well, I don't know if he wants his name out on the air. His name is Jerome.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
The reason I asked is I knew someone from that part of the world who was from South Africa, and I just thought it might be the same fellow.
No, he left in 77. I guess he was there for the clerk, and things were going down the tubes, and when Mugabe came in, that's when it really started to hit home, and I guess Dad picked them all up and moved them out. His dad's retired,
and the country was sold out.
There you go. And his dad's retired in Cape Cod, and Well, he's now working for the network. So I'm literally, folks, getting surrounded by Afrikaners.
Yeah, you got to watch out for them.
I'm telling you.
Sneak up on you.
Yeah. Just like those Ridgebacks.
Yeah.
From Bulawayo.
Part of the Fakawi tribe.
Yeah.
Fakawi, huh? How about Nabili?
Nabili? I don't even want to know what that stands for.
Hey, listen,
well, Nabili is a tribe in the area of Bulawayo.
Well, yeah. The Hakawis was, by fable, it was an Indian tribe that was kind of like the wrong way Corrigans. They could never figure out where they were in the country.
Them. There's a lot of jokes.
Yeah. We're the Hakawi. At any rate, yes, Robbie, you were saying.
There's good news today.
Good news?
Apparently, California has solved its housing crisis.
Oh, gosh.
They started at the top of the expensive areas.
Now, this is not going to make the insurance companies happy, because I saw that the insurance companies, that most of the people have their insurance through, they don't even have an idea of what they have to pay out to these guys. They have no idea. And I saw, by the way, FEMA is going to get involved in the firefighting.
Which, God help us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, which means about half of California is going to burn down before they can make a decision.
Yeah.
Yes. There's, as a matter of fact, I might as well plug my show. Coming up on my show, I'm going to have, there's so many metaphors going on here with this fire, with what is going on currently at... I call it Jack Murphy Stadium. It's now called Qualcomm, I think, Qualcomm Stadium,
mm-hmm.
where they're making analogies to New Orleans and what happened at the stadium over there and what's happening to the stadium over here. There's a lot of unbelievable ironies going on.
Well,
including the rugby match, just to throw one more in there.
Well, I mean, it's the difference is fire and water. New Orleans was flooded out when the levees broke. Out there, they're rounding people up and telling them to get the heck out of town, and they're making that their little relocation center. But my God, I heard FEMA, and I went, uh-oh.
They as a matter of fact, Chertoff's touched down an hour ago. George Bush will be there on Thursday.
You mean when the rest of the state burns down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the head of the Department of whatever it's called, security, that dual citizen, Mr. Chertoff, telling us everything was just going to be okay. They were moving their people in, and I'm wondering whether they'll move Blackwater and the other...
You mean, Bob?
Mercenary units in as well.
Bob, you mean like they did down there in New Orleans about Katrina?
Yeah,
that we
take
had...
everybody's guns away. And
that's right. And
do
and
all kinds of things that they're not supposed to do.
By the way, there was Israeli commandos running around down in New Orleans as well.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, and...
I believe it.
Yeah, well, and there were people that talked to them and said, why are you standing around with these automatic weapons? And they said, because we know that automatic weapons in police's hands scares the hell out of the public. And I'm thinking to myself, I've never seen anybody yet with an HK standing in her hands. I mean, I saw this a couple of years ago, and I'm going to tell on myself here. But I actually went to the football game in Dallas when the Lions were playing in the Dallas Cowboys, and Homeland Security was out there in their regalia and their garb, all dressed in black, standing around with an HK. And I looked at this guy and I laughed and I said, why in the hell are you here? He said, because I'm told to be here. I said, do you think you're having any effect here? And he said, probably not. He said, but it got your attention. I said, you know, I grew up in a time that I saw somebody standing around in black with a machine gun. I wouldn't ask any questions. I just would have shot him on sight. I said, is that the kind of attention you're talking about? And he looked at me and he says, well, I'm just here because I'm being ordered to be here. And I said, you know what? That's what they said at the Nuremberg trials. And then I walked away from the guy. You know, I mean, but yeah, Blackwater, I just saw Bill, by the way, guys, I just saw Bill Moyer on PBS. He had a gentleman on, and he's an investigative journalist, and he's been looking into Blackwater, and he's been doing a thorough job on this. And Moyer, things must be getting bad for Bill Moyer to start talking about things like this. He says, well, what if there's martial law inside this country? Will Blackwater play a role? And the guy said, yeah, most definitely. They played a role in Katrina. He said, these are private mercenaries. And Moyer asked him the question. He said, well, if Bush declares martial law or state of emergency, he said, what if they move 20,000 of these Blackwater guys into Washington, D.C. and ring Washington, D.C. with these private mercenaries? He said, could they prevent Congress from leaving? And he said, well, they could also prevent Congress from reconvening if they're out of town. And Moyer was just stunned by this revelation, and that we have private mercenaries that the president can order around. And now it's starting to strike home. You know, now it's not over there with Blackwater. It's Blackwater operating inside for the corporation in their capacity as being the corporate guard dogs. This is starting to hit home with a lot more people.
Well, it's the corporate Praetorian Guard.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Or, if you want, it's an SS.
I mean,
it's a product born out of Rhodesia.
Well,
another thing we probably should not be too proud of.
Well, and what did
this is where Blackwater, in part, evolved from an outfit called Executive Outcomes that was formed in South Africa by former special forces who, after obviously the loss of the election, when they were obviously taken out of the South African Defense Force, with all those skills, obviously, that South Africans had been trained for many years, it became Executive Outcomes. They did actions in Angola and various
Sierra
other
Leone.
Sierra Leone and Mauritius and Seychelles, and then it evolved. A British company took it over because it wanted to create the same thing to protect its interests in the Congo, and that was called Sandline International, and Sandline ultimately was the brain trust behind Sandline gave what's his name, Prince, the wherewithal and the knowledge in how to form Blackwater. So when you trace it all back, it all goes back to the same origins.
Well, and also, I've just learned of late that the concentration camps that was a British invention was first tried out in Africa.
Well, sure. You could actually make an argument that the first concentration camps attempted were in the United States when obviously the British didn't know how to deal with Marion. What was it? The Swamp Fox, Francis Marion, and Cornwallis rounded up all the people that he thought were giving aid and comfort to the army that Swamp Fox had put together, and it's kind of portrayed. I mean, when The Patriot came out, that was sort of like the thing that outraged the British more than anything else, was the scene where they herd all the women and children into the church and then bar the doors and then set it on fire.
And, of course, Mel Gibson turns around and pisses off the Jews with Passion of the Christ. I mean,
well,
hey, gentlemen, we got some callers have been hanging on here. Let me get to these calls, otherwise we're never going to get...
I'm going to tell you one thing, Robbie.
Go ahead.
And about 12 years ago, Executive Outcomes tried to recruit me.
Really? Huh? What did they want you to do?
They went to Sierra Leone.
Rick and...
You don't know my previous life.
I'm telling you, I mean, gosh. Well, hey, we're at a break. Rick, Chris, and others, hang on. 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls after this break. Don't worry, folks. There's not 70,000 buyers that could lose their home in a mortgage crisis in England. No. It's just the fault of the American banks. I'll give you that story as well when we get back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks.
70,000 buyers could lose their homes in mortgage crisis. We're being told that this is the fault of the U.S. banks. This is the Daily Mail out of jolly old England. As many as 70,000 homes could be repossessed next year as owners struggle to meet mortgage repayments. The quadrupling in the number repossessed last year would take the figure close to the peak seen during the property market collapse of the early 1990s. Actually, I think they're being a little optimistic about this. Let's try 1929 and maybe 30s, not 90s. The alarm has been sounded by respected housing market commentator Ray Bolger, not to be confused with the guy that was in The Wizard of Oz. He says Mr. Bolger of the mortgage brokers, John Carcoll, warned that if the repossessions would be part of a wide property market reverse that could see prices fall by 10% in some areas. He believes that even if the Bank of England cuts the 5.75% base rate in the next few months, This will be too late to stem the tide of homelessness. So there you are in jolly old England.
And oh, sure. Look, it's going to get worse. I mean, all we simply done, and it's amazing, I don't know if Bob knows this, but an anonymous Federal Reserve official this afternoon endorsed Mr. Paulson's bailout plan with the new fandangled debt instrument called Structured Investment Vehicles. All they did...
Structured Investment Vehicles?
Yeah, they took... They took this pig called collateralized debt obligations. They put a bow in its hair. They stuck lipstick on it, and they called it structured investment vehicles. And they're actually going to try and sell this pig to the same people who bought the pig before. It's unbelievable.
With a bow and lipstick, replete with a bow and lipstick. Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
Well, the people that are going to buy those instruments are going to be your fund managers.
Oh,
they'll
sure
buy them.
They are. Oh,
they'll
yeah.
They'll buy them, and they'll bail them out.
They bought the lost pig. They'll buy this one.
Yeah, but that's the scheme. You know, they're going to turn around, restructure it, send it back to the fund managers. It's called spreading the risk around. But I got a question for Bob. Didn't most of those mortgages in the subprime, like the banks out here in Nevada, turn around and dump that crap off as mortgage-backed securities into the stock market?
Well, first of all, the market in CDOs is essentially dead. There is no active market. You can't sell them.
But aren't they sitting
anymore
in portfolios of mutual funds out there?
Pardon me?
Aren't the mutual funds, aren't they sitting in these mutual funds?
Well, they're sitting in a lot of places, but I'm talking about from here on out, or as of July, no one will buy them.
Yeah, well, no one
so
will buy them.
You have a frozen market.
Yeah,
and
they're just sitting in
somebody's
mutual fund somewhere.
Rick, hold on a second. Bob's responding.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead, Bob.
They're being held by a multitude of institutions, pension plans, money market funds, mutual funds, state investment entities like CalPERS in California is loaded with them, banks. Central banks in some cases, hedge funds, and the equivalent of savings and loans throughout the world, particularly in Germany and throughout Europe. You know, we're looking at losses somewhere in the vicinity of $3 trillion, and they already own them. They can't get rid of them, and they're going to probably they're going to have to hold them for 10 or 15 years, probably, and they're probably going to take 75 to 90% losses.
Okay. How about the banks out here in Nevada?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to look at their balance sheet, but even that may not tell you because they've been putting this stuff off balance sheet or moving it off balance sheet into special accounts so it doesn't show up. And that's what this thing that is going on in New York right now is all about, raising $100 billion. They want to move this toxic waste off of their books and into some super fund so they can say, well, we don't own this, and we gave it to the super fund at what we paid for it. And they expect the public to come and buy it. Well, the public is not going to do that. And so the Fed Reserve will have to step in, give them the money, and take it in. And that's monetization, and it'll be enormously inflationary. And how much are we talking about? Try $1 trillion for openers.
What's your prognosis for interest rates in the future? I say they go up.
Well, short term, real interest rates will stay relatively the same because there's a tremendous demand for corporate and especially governmental securities as a purported safe haven from the stock market. The stock market's going lower. And as long as that persists, the real interest rate in the market will stay relatively the same. But there's two things going to occur here. Number one, the government is going to need twice as much money this coming quarter, first quarter of the year, as they did last year in the first quarter. And that means that will force interest rates up because of the demand, and they're going to have to take interest rates up in order to get others to purchase these instruments.
Okay, Bob, finish up when we come back from break. Call or hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages, and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back. I was just taking some insults from an employee here. He's telling me that I wear old men shirts. You know who wears these kind of shirts? He says old men wear these kind of shirts. I never. Well, you should get out more often, John. Rick in Nevada. Bob, is there something that you were in that I interrupted the middle of with our crass commercialism here?
Yes, so that the federal government will crowd out business borrowers, which will force rates higher, but as well foreigners will demand a higher premium because of a perpetually declining dollar. And, Rick, that's what will bring interest rates up. And, yes, they will go up probably next year, probably starting in the first quarter. And that is very inflationary. And if you couple that with the Fed having to buy this super fund toxic garbage, that's going to be even more inflationary. And then you've got the Federal Reserve increasing money and credit, 14.7% a month. It just boggles the mind. And then we have government lying about it. We need changes badly. We got to expose what these people are doing.
Well, and he dropped off, and I hope that answered his question. The fact that the federal government is making noises about bailing the bankers out as well, Bob, that is putting the onus of this, and I even dare say debacle, because that's not a strong enough word, but they're trying to put this right back on American taxpayers that have been the victims of these bankers. Robbie, I want to read a quote here, and I want you to just take a wild guess on who said this quote. Our Congresses for the past 94 years, starting with their passage of the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax in 1913, have been nothing less than an absolute total disgrace. They have sold us into tax slavery. They have allowed the Fed to devalue our currency through inflation and to blatantly and unnecessarily cause panics, recessions, and depressions as they rip off the U.S. public over and over again, ad nauseum. They have shredded our Constitution in every which way possible, every chance they get. They have either authorized or condoned the slaughter of our children in an almost continuous series of wars under an ongoing policy of perpetual war for perpetual peace and perpetual profits in order to line the pockets of trillionaire pigs who have never have enough. They have stifled the moral outcry of the pulpits using the income tax laws to threaten their tax-exempt status if they speak out, and now they threaten to launch us into World War III over an issue that should have been settled 90 years ago. We would have been better off with a dictatorship, don't laugh, because that is where we are headed. Who made that statement, Robbie?
Say Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
In his 1969, long time ago.
Well, you mean when he wrote a book?
1966.
When he wrote the book about the virtues of a gold and silver backed currency, that same Alan Greenspan.
Yeah, but then when you got onto the war thing, then I had to rethink. I don't know. It sounds like Pastor Chuck Baldwin.
No, it was actually the guy that's on the other end of the line, your fellow Afrikaner.
Oh, thinks just like Pastor Chuck Baldwin.
Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris.
Hi, John. I called you just a minute ago about your satellite signal, and I want you to know, I don't know if you understood me, but it seems that the powers that be are turning your volume down when you are talking, and then when you come back from or you go to a commercial break, the volume comes back up. And I know the signal's coming through because I turned my TV set all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely hear what you're saying. And since I've been online with you, when you started reading what you were just reading, they brought you back up when the commercial started and kept you going. And y'all started talking. When you started reading that stuff you're just reading, your signal just went down. Right now I'm turning my TV up, and your signal's not coming through. I'm saying the powers that be are squelching you.
Well, gosh, it's
at least the satellite signal, and it's not a satellite problem because the signal's still going through. It's just the volume's getting cut down.
It's the cyberspace terrorist out there.
Well, it's your KU signal's not coming through is the point, and it appears to be man influenced because it's happening during your commercial breaks. I'm just trying to say that they're probably trying to shut you and especially Mr. Chapman there.
Well, I don't know if they really want to do that because, you see, I understand their matrix as well as they do in communications and contract and law. And there's only a few people that could authorize messing around with a satellite.
I got my TV. I'm going to turn it up. It's up at halfway right now. And you can hear it. I'm on a speakerphone. Looks like I can barely hear my echo. That's all the way up. So point being is somebody squelching you, and you know George Herbert Walker Bush has no problem getting around satellite stuff, you know.
Well, like I said, it's easy enough to track down. We're under contract, and there's something you can't do with communications as well as what you can't do with the mail. It's a federal offense.
Well, that never stopped George Herbert Walker Bush. Anyway,
yeah.
Look into it. Just look into it.
As we speak, we already are doing exactly that, sir.
Okay, great. I just want to let you know. And I have a question about I see them putting Mr. Ron Paul up against Hillary, because I don't think they're going to be able to shut Ron Paul out. So they'll probably give him the nomination, and then, you know, with the voting machines, give it to Hillary. I'd like to ask this question to you and Bob. How do y'all think he's going to beat those voting machines if, you know, they stole 3 million votes for Mr. Sun there?
Bob, you want to take that first?
No, I don't have an answer for that.
I think Ron Paul needs some good hackers.
All right.
Only way he's going to make it.
All right, Chris, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're looking into the satellite deal. You had a few things to say about Mr. Ron Paul and the nomination from the Republican National Convention, or the Republicans that put the convention together as to who's going to be their nominee. And Bob, I've suggested, and I'm looking into this, is how to put pressure directly on the Republicans that are going to make these choices.
Well, you know, I've been saying over and over, first of all, they have to go in and defeat in the primaries all of the incumbents except for a handful. And at the same time, they're going to have to get out and work for Ron Paul to get everybody they can to vote for him.
Well, and I guess if there's manipulation out there at the Diebold voting systems, or I'm sorry, wasn't that sold off to somebody else that's going to cheat? But if there is a massive enough numbers of people that are going to be voting for this guy, if in fact he is chosen by the Republican Party to be their man to run against Hillary, which apparently there's nobody else out there. She's getting all the attention. She's getting all the donations. She has a history of being in the White House, only not in the Oval Office, down in the showers with her lesbian friends. at any rate, Billy Boy would like to be first husband, and God knows what he's going to do in the Lincoln bedroom if Hillary gets the presidency. But Ron Paul...
Well, he might not even be allowed in.
at least it'll be with a woman.
Don't count on it.
David in Texas. Hello, David.
How are you all doing? I wanted to thank John Stadtmuller for putting on this program again, as usual. I also wanted to point out a couple things. I can notice the satellite volume issue myself, and I was getting off the local micro FM that we have here, and they're apparently their signal kept dropping out and kind of pretty much went almost all the way out. So I can, and I said to the board guy about that. But I was going to ask you a question about monetary standard. And regarding Ron Paul's position on that, well, I'm supporting Ron Paul, of course, and I'm in agreement with most all of what you guys say, mm-hmm. Generally speaking, about most of your issues. My concern is, I had a question for Mr. Chapman about, does he know, one, what he estimates the current size of the M1 portion of the domestic U.S. money supply, that is the paper money the Federal Reserve has put into total circulation, and also, would he know by chance, and I'll hang on because I have enough follow-up, if I can, does he know what the amount of the total U.S. assets, including gold, silver, and perhaps other valuable assets and properties, proven reserves like oil, gas, natural resources, other precious metals, and other things of value, the total government assets they might have vis-a-vis the total amount of money supply they have in circulation?
Well, that's a pretty convoluted question, but the United States government, when they report these different things, they report it in different sections, and it's very hard to put it all together, and I certainly don't have the ability or the time, is most important, to do all that. And we can't find out what they have in gold because they won't tell you. They have told us that they don't have any silver left, but gold is a very important factor, and it hasn't been in audit since 1954. And so we really don't even know if they have any. And what is the value of all that property? I don't know. But they are valuable. And I would think that a question like that would come into importance if the United States government went bankrupt and defaulted and refused to accept their own currency from people outside the country.
But
and there is a precedent for that. Britain did that in the 1930s.
But we have we've been in a state of bankruptcy since 1933.
Well, there's a lot of ways you can look at it, but in modern times, I think we're essentially bankrupt now. The question is, when the dollar goes down, what do we do with all that money that's still out there? And are we going to let these people come in and buy everything in the country for 5 or 10 cents on the dollar? Or are we going to stop them? And of course, we have to stop them.
Well, but
I mean, as a nation, we'll be coupled with Ghana or something.
Well, yeah, but we already know, because we've seen the decision and the choices that the Congress critters have made inside the District of Criminals. I don't see them doing anything of the such, of the like, to shut this thing down. Because if the Fed chairman is willing to devalue the currency even further and to hyperinflate things, I mean, really kick this thing into gear, do you think there's going to be anybody inside the United States government that's going to make a peep about foreigners coming in here with their newfound valued currency against the dollar and not buy up the assets? Who's going to stop them? They were part and parcel to sell out to China, for God's sakes. They're part and parcel of not stopping George Bush on this North American Union. They're in limbo land as far as that is. You mentioned North American Union to any one of our Congress critters, they go, huh, what's that? And they all know about it.
That's why I said earlier, John, we have to clean them all out in the primaries. If we can't do it, it's over. It's as simple as that, because they're not going to do what we want to do. They're not going to answer any questions. They're going to take us right down the chute.
Well, I hope you're, Robbie, I hope he's wrong with his assessment about grabbing the old the AK and having to hit the streets. I'm getting a little old for that.
Glad he said shoot.
Just assume the prone position.
Okay. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Could you guys talk about a little bit about the if you're going to vote in the primaries for the Ron Paul as a Republican, don't you have to switch over your party affiliation before then?
If you wanted to do that, yes, you would have to.
So I suggest everybody go out there and do it. I understand it's pretty easy to do, but I really haven't checked into it too much in Ohio yet. But I suggest everybody go out there. I mean, otherwise they're going to be not able to vote in the primaries.
And I don't see the reason why you have to declare yourself to be of one party or the other. I never understood that.
Politics.
Well, yeah.
But that's the rule, so, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
whether you understand it or not, they're doing what they want to do.
You know, if you're a registered voter and you're only allowed to vote once, then what does it matter if you were a Venusian, an independent, a Republican, or a Democrat? What would it matter? Because you only get to vote once anyhow. So what does it matter what your aforementioned party affiliation was?
When is the primary?
That's a good question. Does anybody here know that?
I think you have to switch.
Hazard a guess at November.
I think isn't it in Idaho in November? I think it is.
How about New Hampshire?
Hell, we can't figure out when it is, let alone where it is.
I think New Hampshire's the first
civics
one, isn't
class
it?
Passed with high colors.
Yep. Have a good
I think
night,
New
guys.
Hampshire's the first week in December.
Well, I wouldn't expect you Afrikaners to know that, but I certainly should know that.
Well, what I do know is that you've got to be a registered, either a Democrat or a Republican, prior to these little things that they have in New Hampshire and what have you. So, they do these games all the time. I've forgotten who it was, but they encouraged, I think it was when Lieberman ran, a whole bunch of Democrats went and registered themselves as Republicans. So they could vote against him for some strange reason. Mm. And then you got to go and switch your vote back again.
Yeah.
It's very convoluted.
Don,
would you be able to go in as an independent?
Yeah. I think every state has its own set of rules and regulations as to when, obviously, if you want to vote in the primaries, that you have to be registered with either party.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, I think Ron Paul is going to win New Hampshire, and if he does, he's going to be darn close.
Oh,
and
he will win
New
Hampshire.
The visibility.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, if they put Patrick Buchanan over George Bush, you know that they're going to put Ron Paul above everybody else.
Good point.
800-313-9443. We can squeeze in maybe another call. But, Robbie, let's get a jump on the Bob Chapman deal of the week here.
Well, deal of the week is the same as the deal of last week. It's not, listen, I'm saying this honestly. It's getting to the point where it's not what it's not what we can get. It's what's available. Even bullion coins, it's a hit and miss thing. 2007s, everybody wants 2007 gold eagles. So right now you can't get any 2007 gold eagles. And if you can, it's usually about a 3 or 4 week delay. So we back with what we can get, and we don't have many of them. And those are $10 Liberties in mint state 61 condition for $475. And if you order 10 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And by the way, if you double the price, that's the same price you're going to pay for an MS-61, a $20 Liberty, which is $950.
We'll take the break here. Be back on the short side of the National Intel Report for this Tuesday with my Afrikaner friends, Mr. Bob Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel, which, by the way, the flip side follows this show on Republic Broadcasting.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Something happened in here. What is it? You, exactly Were you anticipating me speaking, or did I speak and you noticed I was speaking and decided to pop me up? Okay. All right. 800-691-7898. That is the number for Republic Trading Group and Mr. Robbie Noel. And, folks, if you noticed, gold has dropped a little tad. It was trading, what, it's 7.59 today, Robbie?
Well, we closed higher by $6, 7.59.60, currently 7.60 in the aftermarket.
All right. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that Robbie Noel, he's got a lot of good stuff. This man gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it is about you guys, but you both get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you start perusing and collecting information and data. And Robbie's website is eaglesup.com. And you really want to write this number down, folks, because now is the time to buy gold. They're trying to really sit on this. They are really trying to keep it down because they don't want to signal to investors that the gig is up on Wall Street. And if you notice what they're saying, the Wall Street cheerleader boys are saying that, well, the stock market is doing well because, well, corporations, the transnational corporations, are doing pretty well overseas. If you look at the expectations of profits and everything else, everything is down here. So, folks, all you have to do is really watch retail sales and to watch what's going on in consumer spending, because that's the only thing. The people out there with their charge cards, they're the only people that are literally keeping this economy afloat right now, is their consumerism. But even that is starting to take a hit because people are understanding about more about the credit card fraud. And they're understanding that inflation has been eating up what money they had left over. Watch gas prices by the end of the year. They're going to exceed what they were last year and this year. And, of course, the inflation is going to rear its ugly head and kick in big time next year. So they're trying to sit on, you know, gold as being a good investment. But, folks, even at $759.60, that is a heck of a good deal. If you would have bought it last year or the year before, it would have been even a better deal. But a lot of you folks sat on the fence out there hoping that the prices are going to drop. No. I made the prediction on this program that the floor was $735 on gold. It's never going to be cheaper than $735. And, Robbie, the way I look at this right now, $759.60, it looks like it's the cheapest it's ever going to be, because this has no other option than to go up.
Well,
especially,
I mean,
if you look at the short positions by the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously you've also got to factor into, and I think Bob knows this, that the general consensus on the street is the Fed's going to lower probably by a quarter point at the next meeting to give a boost going into Thanksgiving, because the last thing they want the consumer to do is put his hand in the pocket in November. And they'll most probably tease with another quarter point before December. Or when's the next meeting after the October? Do they have one in November or is it December?
I think they're talking a 75% chance on the 12th of December.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have the dollar down at 72 to 75, and gold will be $1,000.
There you go.
Folks, from the mouth of, you were going to say, Robbie?
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears.
800-691-7898 is the number. But don't try to call the next hour, because it's real hard for Robbie to multitask, do a program, and answer the phones at the same time. But
I have done it.
You have done it. Okay, folks, don't forget. And his website, of course, with a bunch of good stories and information on the economy, eaglesup.com. And he follows this program as soon as we all hang up and say goodbye. And, well, I hear the music, and the time now is, well, it's now to say goodbye. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. See you next Tuesday.
You're welcome.
All righty. Robbie?
Bye-bye.
See you on the flip side.
Bye.